Hello, my name's Isabel. I'm an award-winning Blue Badge guide and City of London guide. This little podcast is an introduction to a walking tour I do around Bermondsey. Bermondsey is where I worked when I first came to London. It's changed a lot in that time, mostly for the better. I remember the poverty, the homophobia, the racism. The NF and BMP graffiti was common, and an Asian colleague experienced abuse on her way to and from work. It was a tight community which didn't always welcome outsiders. I was working in a school which will remain nameless to protect the innocent, and there were a lot of innocents, though the police called it Fagin's Nursery. Dickens knew the area well, and it features in his novels. In return, there's a housing estate named after him. Like most, probably all, neighbourhoods, Bermondsey has had its ups and downs. Edward III had a moated house here and used to go hunting in the area. Royal ladies lived retired in Bermondsey Abbey. There was commerce, and the Rotherhithe Peninsula was home to shipbuilding and later shipbreaking. This is where the Fighting Temeraire was broken up. Parts of the ship survive in the Church of St Mary Rotherhithe, where Christopher Jones, captain of the Mayflower, the ship forever associated with the Pilgrim Fathers, is buried. When I first started taking people on guided walks of Bermondsey and Rotherhithe more than 20 years ago, many would say they wouldn't visit the area alone. That's changed. Bermondsey is described by estate agents as a desirable area. It's home to Maltby Street, a mecca for foodies. And Bermondsey Street has altered almost beyond recognition, with cafes, restaurants, the Museum of Fashion and Textiles, and the White Cube Gallery. The warehouses where leather used to be stored have been converted into luxury flats. The docks closed and are now filled in, or home to waterfowl, surrounded by new housing. But the memories remain, captured in architecture and street names.